and welcome to the Swiss Info Program. I'm Susan Masika. Tourism is one of Switzerland's biggest sources of revenue, and attracting international tourists is a priority for the country. While the Alpine nation's snow-covered mountains, pristine lakes, and grassy meadows are obvious tourist attractions, they don't sell themselves. A lot of effort goes into promoting Switzerland as a must-visit destination for overseas tourists. There's a lot of competition from other European destinations like France, Italy, Spain, and Austria. Being one of the most expensive countries in the world doesn't help either. What if somebody could wave a magic wand and make 250,000 tourists flock to the country every year? Wishful thinking, right? But that's where you're wrong.
A lot of Swiss people don't know about him, but I hope that in the tourist industry, people will understand more and more what Jasch Chopra has done to Switzerland tourism.
Almost single-handedly, Indian filmmaker Jasch Chopra turned Switzerland into a dream destination for hundreds of thousands of Indians. Even though Indian films have been shot in Switzerland since 1964, Chopra gets the credit for making it mainstream. His films used Swiss landscapes as a backdrop for song and dance sequences where Indian film stars ignited, or cemented, their on-screen romances. Chopra died in 2012 at the age of 80, having directed and produced 11 films shot in Switzerland. Our India specialist, journalist Anand Chandrasekhar, looks at Chopra's Swiss footprint.
Switzerland first featured in Chopra's 1985 film Fasle. It already had all the ingredients that would serve as the template for scores of such sequences. Two reunited lovers running towards each other on an alpine meadow, hugging and holding hands, delighted to be in each other's company, and crucially, far from the madding crowd and heat of India. It's no coincidence that Chopra is known as the king of romance. He's credited with bringing romance back into Indian films during a period when action movies were ruling the roost. His 1989 blockbuster Chandani put Switzerland center stage. Almost half the song and dance sequences in the film had a Swiss backdrop. However, for many Indian tourists visiting the country today, it's Chopra's 1995 production Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge that is their Swiss point of reference. The love story begins when the leading man conspires to make his love interest miss their train in Switzerland.
This one?
It's very good.
All right. And this one?
Very good.
Okay. And this
How
one?
How much is it, Kabel?
18 francs, please.
Excuse me. I came here before her. Pehle main aaya hoon, pehle main lunga. I will take this one. How much?
12 francs.
All right.
Jaldi karo, train jaane wali
hai. Senorita, pata nahi paise maine ka.
It follows the standard plot of the hero trying to win the affection of the heroine among Swiss scenery. But this time, there's a big roadblock to a fairy tale ending. Her family have already promised her to another man. But don't worry, they do eventually end up together. The movie was the highest grossing Bollywood film that year and remains one of the most successful Indian productions of all time. Switzerland enjoyed a lot of exposure in the movie. Even the end of the month-long flirtation in the Alps between the hero and heroine had a Swiss ring to it.
Thank you for everything.
It's all right.
Friends?
Hey.
Oh. Thanks. See you.
Bye.
Film viewers in Indian theatres were transported to another world for the price of a cinema ticket. And Switzerland forever came to be associated with beauty and romance. Subliminal advertising at its best. 20-something Ish Chowdhury from Chandigarh in northern India is on a 5-day visit to the country. He's an example of the reach of the Bollywood effect.
In the movies, very high-budgeted movies, we used to see such countries. So always the taste and the demand and the curiosity to visit here in this country was always in demand.
All this free advertising has paid off for Switzerland. In 2015, Indian tourists accounted for almost 592,000 overnight stays compared to a mere 67,000 in 1992. This brought in a potential revenue of around 141 million Swiss francs if you consider that the average Indian tourist spends around 240 Swiss francs a day. Swiss native Erwin Fassler, who runs a Bollywood tour of Switzerland, is one of many in the tourism sector benefiting from this Indian influx. He remembers how he was surprised to learn that Indians were already acquainted with his little country.
When I traveled in India, when I lived in India in 1983, that's 32 years back, when I introduced myself as being Swiss, mostly people said, oh, Switzerland, it's a very beautiful country. And when I asked them, have you been there? And they usually replied, no, but we have seen it in so many Bollywood movies. So that was in the 80s. It was already, Switzerland was known as being beautiful, as being exotic. And
this awareness was largely due to Yash Chopra's work, which inspired other Indian filmmakers to head to Switzerland as well. Many sought to reuse some of the locations seen in Chopra's films. A small lake in the Bernese Highlands became a particular favorite and was unofficially baptized as Chopra Lake, much to the amusement of the man himself. He shares an anecdote about it in an interview.
Bus, I was traveling from Geneva to Stade, and the bus driver was introducing as we are tourists. Uh-huh. You're going to be passing a lake. This lake is called Chopra Lake. Little
Chopra Lake. So it was named after you.
But it is really very, very heartbreaking. You feel very nice.
Of course.
In a foreign country with small little location is named by you. I think it's a wonderful feeling.
However, despite his fame in India, most Swiss are unaware of Chopra's contribution. But the country's tourism industry has slowly begun to acknowledge his role as an unofficial Swiss ambassador. The government of the Interlaken region in the heart of Switzerland, where he shot many of his films, awarded Chopra with the honorary title of Ambassador of Interlaken in 2011. The Jungfrau Railways, which is very popular with Indian tourists, named a train after him, an honor shared only with the railway's founder, Adolf Guyer. Even the hotel industry has joined in. The 5-star Victoria Jungfrau Grand Hotel and Spa in Interlaken named a suite after Chopra, where visitors can spend the night for 2,250 Swiss francs. Chopra was quite moved by this recognition, and he shares his feelings in a video clip shot in 2011.
It's such an honor which I'm not able to digest yet. But I feel very happy and proud that this honor is not for me only. This is for the film industry, this is for my country. That an Indian from films can get this honor, I feel very humbled about that.
Chopra had been keen on including a Swiss scene in his latest film, Jab Tak Hai Jaan, which was meant to be a celebration of his 50 years as a filmmaker. But this could not be realized, because he died from dengue fever before the sequence could be shot.
Chopra's death was a blow to India's film industry, and it was felt in Switzerland as well. A bronze statue of the filmmaker was recently unveiled in Interlaken. Anand was present during the ceremony.
At the unveiling, representatives from the Swiss tourism industry gave speeches praising Chopra's contributions. Indian tourists visiting Interlaken were also drawn to the ceremony, which included traditional flag throwing and playing of the alp horn. The 350-kilo bronze statue of Chopra now stands in the Kursaal Garden in Interlaken, and is a replica of the one in Chopra's film studio in Mumbai. It shows him leaning on a film camera, apparently lost in thought. Chopra's near and dear ones shared their memories of the filmmaker's time in Switzerland. It was the first time his wife Pamela visited the country after his death. Her speech was accompanied by the sound of falling water from the fountain nearby.
He did some of the best work of his life here in Jungfrau Joch, Interlaken, and this area. And we used to feel so sad when we had to pack up and go back because we were so happy being here.
She also reiterated that it was not just the beautiful landscape which drew Chopra to Switzerland year after year.
And filming here was so simple. You know, in India, if you have to film in a railway, you have to start at least 6 months ahead to get all the permissions. But what was the fantastic thing here was that a man on the spot had the right to say yes or no. And the most beautiful part about Switzerland is all the beautiful spots are easily accessible.
Bollywood actress Rani Mukherjee, who acted in around 15 of his films and later became his daughter-in-law, was also present at the ceremony.
Yash uncle not once had a frown in Switzerland. He would look like one of the locals here. He would just lie down on the grass on the ground and he used to have this glint in his eyes. He used to be so happy. And all he used to do for the whole unit was get for us strawberries and cream. And everybody would know that the actresses are supposed to be trim and slim and look very beautiful, but he didn't care. He said that my heroines need to look full and they need to look happy. So go ahead and have your ice cream. Go ahead and have your strawberries and your cream. So we used to have a gala time with Yash uncle when he was on set.
Chopra's death marks the end of an era where a big budget movie had to have a Swiss scene. A Bollywood blockbuster today is more likely to be shot in an Indian city than Switzerland. Does this spell a decline in interest in Switzerland? Erwin Fassler doesn't think so.
It's like engraved in Indian minds through 50 years of Bollywood, how Switzerland looks like. If you ask couples who get married where do they want to go on a honeymoon, mostly they say they want to go to Switzerland. So there will be a future market, and it more depends on the economic of India than on the amount of future Indian films being shot in Switzerland.
To those Indian honeymooners who happen to be listening right now, best wishes to you. And to everyone, thanks for listening. And thank you to studio technician Daniel Wheeler. Visit us at swissinfo.ch to see a video of the Yash Chopra statue being unveiled. This program was produced by Anand Chandrasekhar. I'm Susan Masika. Thank you.